Welcome to this podcast. My name is Frederick Langenschöld. I'm a senior investment specialist covering alternative investments at UBP. Today, I will give you an update on UAccess Cheney Arbitrage UCITS. The fund has reached its 3-year anniversary since launched, and the current opportunity set for the strategy remains attractive. I will start with an executive summary. Since inception, the fund has posted an annualized return of 4.43% in euro and 6.70% in US dollars for Class C, net of fees. The fund's assets under management are at 100 million US dollars. A strong M&A activity and the growing importance of SPACs in the re-equitization of the market constitute tailwinds for the strategy. Given the current level of interest rates and fixed income spreads, both in euro and US dollars, the fund is an attractive solution for investors looking for an alternative to traditional investments. I will now do a performance review. Since inception on April 30, 2018, the fund has delivered an annualized return of 4.43% in euros and 6.7% in US dollars, both Class C net of fees, in line with the performance target of the fund of 4-5% annualized in euros. This performance has been achieved in the midst of a challenging environment for the strategy over the period. The fund was able to post positive returns each calendar year since inception, both in US dollars and in euros. I will now speak about the M&A environment. After a drop in the second quarter of 2020, M&A activity has bounced back strongly and has been close to record levels of the last quarters, both in terms of volume and total number of deals. Improved economic activity on the back of large fiscal stimulus and low interest rates provide a good environment for M&A going forward. M&A spreads, which experienced wild swings in 2020, have normalized at higher levels compared to the last 2 to 3 years. Median annualized spreads are close to 6% versus an average of 3-4% in 2018 and 2019. Let me now speak about SPACs, or Special Purpose Acquisition Companies. SPACs have been in existence for over 20 years, but a regulatory change in 2019 has improved their attractiveness, and the number and volume of new SPAC IPOs have increased significantly as a result. A SPAC is listed on a stock exchange with the objective to acquire another private company, typically within 24 months. In essence, it represents a cheaper and faster way to take a company public. At the IPO, investors receive shares at the price of $10 and a warrant. They can sell their shares in the open market before the acquisition is announced or redeem those shares at $10 plus interest when the vote about the acquisition is made. In summary, when the acquisition is announced, investors in the vehicle can decide whether they want to stay invested in the new company, sell the shares on the open market, or redeem them at the time of the vote, depending on the market price. This $10 floor provides an attractive asymmetric profile for the strategy. The SPAC strategy within the fund focuses on the price action of these securities between the IPO and the acceptance of the deal, period during which the return profile has positive asymmetry. It does not take a long-term view on the acquired company. Sustained activity and volumes are the factors that make the strategy attractive. This is true both for the M&A book and the SPACs book. Given today's market context, we expect the opportunity set for the fund to be more attractive than it has since inception. To conclude, given the opportunity set for UAccess Cheney Arbitrage UCITS today, the current level of interest rates and fixed income spreads, both in euro and in US dollars, we believe that the fund is an attractive solution for investors looking for an alternative to traditional investments. Thank you very much for your attention. If you need more information, please don't hesitate to contact us.